Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, last half hour of hour number three on this Tuesday, November 21st, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to mention a poll that came out. This came out yesterday regarding presidential politics. This comes to us from The Hill. Kind of an interesting poll. It was conducted by the Harvard Caps Harris survey. Harvard, very liberal. As you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is now claiming to be an independent running for president. This is basically his role as Ross Perot as an independent back in the 1992 presidential race between Bill Clinton and then at the time the incumbent vice president under Ronald Reagan. Was 88. Was that 88? Reagan was 80 and 84. Yeah, it was 88. Wasn't it? Was it 92? Man, I don't remember. Ross Perot ran as an independent. Bill Clinton became president of the United States with 41% of the popular vote. Didn't even get the majority. Ross Perot got me to vote for him and others because we liked his business ideas better than George H.W. Bush. And Bush shot himself in the foot. Remember back then, it was 88, I believe. Now that I'm having time to think about this, 92 was re-election, right? Oh man, I have a brain fart going this morning. I can't remember anything. Anyway, the bottom line is Kennedy's doing it again, filling that role of, at this point, Ross Perot as an independent. According to this survey, he has the highest favorability ratings and the lowest unfavorability ratings out of all of the candidates. The poll published on Monday, shared with The Hill, found that 52% of those responding said they had a favorable opinion of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., while only 27% had an unfavorable opinion of him. If you subtract the two between high favorability and low unfavorability, he had a 25-point net favorability rating. Kennedy scored significantly higher than the runner-up. It came in second place, former President Donald Trump, in terms of net favorability. While Trump was favored positively by 51%, just 1 point below Robert F. Kennedy, his unfavorability was at 44. So therefore, his net favorability rating of only 7 points was 18 points lower than Robert F. Kennedy Jr. When asked about Biden, 49% had an unfavorable opinion, while 46% had a favorable rating. Biden is upside down, folks, by 3 points. 49% of these respondents unfavorable, 46% favorable. Robert F. Kennedy is up positive 25 points. Trump's up positive 7. Biden is down negative 3. Why has this happened? Well, according to Mark Penn, the co-director of this Harvard Caps Harris poll, Robert Kennedy has positioned himself to appeal to members of both parties, though it is unclear how much of his ratings are from his depth of knowledge versus the Kennedy's popular family name. Kennedy also beat out all the other presidential hopefuls. Ron DeSantis came in fourth, 44% favorable, 38% unfavorable. So he only had a positive 6-point favorability rating. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, 43% favorable, 29% unfavorable. Still at 14 points, her net favorability rating outranked that of both DeSantis and Donald Trump. Others they looked at, Vivek Ramaswamy, he came in with 37% favorable, 29% unfavorable. That left his net at 8 points. That also outranked DeSantis. The findings come as Kennedy, who announced his 2024 presidential campaign in April, recently shared last month that he was switching from being a Democrat to run as an independent. The poll was conducted November 15th through the 16th, just basically 5 days ago, had a total of 2,851 respondents participating in the survey. This was a collaboration survey by the Center for American Politics Studies at Harvard University and the Harris Polling Company. The survey was online, and the sample was drawn from the Harris poll and weighted to reflect known demographics. As a representative online sample, it did not have to report the percentages of Republicans, Democrats, and independents that were polled. So, pretty interesting. I'm sorry, folks, but you know what Donald Trump would be very, very wise to do, in my political strategist opinion? Reach out to Robert Kennedy Jr. Now, some people told me that there was a rift between Donald Trump and Robert Kennedy Jr. because he had promised or offered Kennedy a position on some board or some department in his cabinet when he became president from the 2016 presidential election against Hillary Clinton. And supposedly, Trump reneged on offering Kennedy that position. Gave it to some drug company's former chairman, Pfizer, somebody. I forget who it was. Well, anyway, Kennedy is ticked off at Trump for that. Bottom line. One of the things that I think is interesting is that this is a situation. And one of the things I think that's happening is that this is going to be an interesting process. So when was, let's see. He was president for one term. Right. Clinton took over. It was 92's general. I was right. I was right. I was wrong. I couldn't remember. That's right. What am I talking about? He was president number 41. Correct, Randy. You forgot he was president. He wasn't vice president when he ran. He was running for re-election for his second term. Duh. Thank you for that photograph. One-term president, 1989 through January 20th of 1993. Read my lips. No new taxes. Then turned right around and implemented one of the biggest tax increases ever. That's right. Kennedy was asked to investigate vaccine safety. Rumor has it that Gates got involved, made some political threats. It went nowhere. Well, here is the bottom line to all this. One of the things that happened in this fight, this struggle, this battle, is they are claiming that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., running as a Democrat, didn't have a chance to win the Democrat nomination over Biden. Why Biden is staying in this thing, I have no idea. But he wasn't going to beat him running as a Democrat. So he decided to run as an independent third party. I got a question for you. Do you think he'll take votes from Biden? Or will he take votes from Trump? Or will he take the equal number of votes from both of them? Democrats will cross over and vote for him. Some Republicans who hate Donald Trump will cross over and vote for him. I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to find out if there is a quid pro quo that's going to be negotiated. We'll find it out. Absolutely, we will. But if history repeats itself, as George H.W. Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, President 41, was a one-term president, this could be Biden's one-term presidency. And will Kennedy get enough support to edge out Donald Trump? This could be a Trump-Kennedy election. Biden irrelevant, negative net favorability, upside down, Kennedy ahead 25 points, Trump only ahead 7. Could Kennedy win the presidential election next year as an independent? We shall see. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I'm going to respond to a text message here. Loyal listener down in Porter, Texas, Texas Red. He says, Randy, I always chuckle a little bit when you say that your defending fathers, you, your show only discusses Michigan news and Michigan politics until you start talking about national politics. Smiley face. Texas Red, you know why? I'm being forced to talk about national stuff. Lansing is a ghost town. They're done. Nothing is happening in Lansing. All the state representatives, 15%, according to MERS News Service, surveyed the state reps and the state senators. 15% of them are deer hunting. Since the legislature in Lansing adjourned for the year, before November the 11th, 21 legislators had plenty of time for opening day of firearm deer hunting season that began on November 15th to fill their freezers with venison. Department of Natural Resources spokesperson said of the legislators holding hunting licenses for the 2023 firearms deer season, 14 were from the State House and 7 were from the Senate. The number ticked up from 12% of the legislators who got a hunting license last November of 2022. Democrat State Senator John Cherry of Flint said, I was out 2 days during the bow season for deer, and I was out 2 days for gun season. I saw a couple of doe, but I didn't have a clear shot. Cherry said he was planning on going out more this year and said with the extension of the archery season, he was hoping to go hunting a couple more times during the late antlerless season. Joe's season is what you need to focus on, John. Republican State Senator John Bumstead said he didn't get a deer on opening day either. I actually saw 12 deer and 1 buck, but I let them walk on by. I actually enjoy watching as much as shooting them and just kind of holding out for a larger one, but there seems to be a lot of deer out there. How about taking a doe, Bumstead? You heard Dr. Jeff. We need to eliminate the does. Our ratios are way out of whack. We need bigger, stronger, more competitive bucks. Take out the does, people. If you haven't gotten one yet, get out there and get your permit and bag a doe. You have to understand something. You have to understand something. This is affecting our economy. When I drove downstate to Battle Creek, I saw dead deer carcass on 131 all the way down through Grand Rapids and Battle Creek, or excuse me, Kalamazoo. I turned off on I-94. Deer everywhere. Everywhere. When Vicky and I were downstate this past weekend for the number 5 GGB, great grandbaby, number 5, little Miss Emmy, she was so cute. She didn't even cry when the pastor put water on her head. She was so cute. I was so proud of her. We saw deer all over the place. When you see those deers, guess what? You're talking an accident, damage to vehicles. That's why you can't get into a collision shop up here in northern Michigan. Michigan mile marker is dead deer. They taste better. Who, the does taste better? Ah, Randy Walker, congratulations. I took a very large doe on opening night. God bless you, brother. Way to go. Yes, he said the does taste better. I have no idea. It's been so long since I had any venison because Miss Vicky will not eat it. Ms. Vicky will not eat it. Yeah. She calls me a Bambi killer. Yeah, that's what my wife calls me, her husband, of almost 40 years. She feeds it to the dogs. That's right. I bagged one year and processed it, had it in the refrigerator freezer. And I came home, and who are you feeding it to? Hunter? Hunter and Lady got my venison, sweet potatoes, and my back straps. That's right. She said those thin little lean little pieces of venison you had. I used those. I'm like, what? You ate my straps? Oh, man. Unbelievable. Yeah, can't have venison in the house with Miss Vicky around. That's it. The dogs get it. So anyway, folks, we greatly appreciate you guys. And yes, Texas Red, for the next few months, I'm going to be focusing on local county politics, educating the folks, getting ready for the battle of 2024. And unfortunately, we will be talking about national politics, presidential campaigns, and all of that. But you're still going to have fun on the show. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown and the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Take out the Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I am a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly for disaster relief. I have led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID